And good morning. It's 9:45, and it is our Community Connection Extra, and we have Sheriff Owen with it. How are you doing there, Scott?
I'm doing wonderful. You, Tom?
Well, it's Election Day, and, you know, folks have been hitting the polls.
Yes, it is, and it's been a long time coming.
Yeah. Now, this is the runoff. I want everybody to remember here that we had, four or five candidates running at one time?
We had a total of four in the primary election.
Yeah. And now no one got 50 plus one. So you are in the runoff election today, as it appears on the ballot, and some have already early voted with your opponent, Jeff Esler. Tell us a little bit about your experience and why you're the man for the job.
Well, the reason I feel I'm the man for the job is, number one, this is what I want to do. I've done this all my life. September 9th will be 35 years in law enforcement. Prior to that, I was even affiliated with public safety through a couple of volunteer organizations, and we did storm spotting and things like that. There used to be a group called REACT, and it was a radio group, and I guess started in that in the late 70s, early 80s, mm-hmm. actually. So I've always had a passion for this type of work. City of Bartlesville was good to me. I spent a 25-year career there. It's still home to me. When I retired there in 2010, I was the captain over operations unit, which was 40 people thereabouts and multiple units, budget purchasing, things like that. 2010, went to the sheriff's office when I was invited by Rick Silver and Steve Johnson over there. Mm-hmm. That career at the sheriff's office has been wonderful. Started out as a deputy and then moved into supervising the transport unit, courthouse security. Commissioners had the faith to place me in as the sheriff in January 2019, to fulfill the remaining term mm-hmm. of Rick Silver. And I have worked that diligently and enjoyed every day of it for the most part. Get a bump in the road every now and then, but you deal with that. It's that way in every business and every law enforcement agency. You're going to have some problems. You deal with them, and you look out for the good of the community and be a good steward of the taxpayers' dollars.
Mm-hmm. Recently, you reinstated a program that I became familiar with way back in, the 70s or the 80s, the DARE program.
That's correct. When I was at the police department, we had several DARE officers there, and they taught mm-hmm. DARE. The county also had DARE back in the day. It was Joe White, a very dear friend of mine. He's living up in Kansas now. A good guy, and John Copeland then took it over. He's now my undersheriff. It has been out of the picture for a few years, but the funding was available, and I'm really proud of my young deputy, Patrick Ballard. He is the grandson of former Sheriff Pat Ballard, and Patrick is enthusiastic about this. He was a DARE student of Undersheriff Copeland, and when he went to school, and that was one of the first things he told me. So we attended a DARE bass tournament that the Masons put on here a couple years ago, and he went with me, he and his wife, and we got him acquainted, and we were able to get him into the DARE training certification mm-hmm. class this past summer. He passed it with flying colors. He's certified to teach DARE. We've met with Caney Valley. We mentioned it, talked to the superintendent with Copan, and it looks like we're going to be starting at the Caney Valley this fall semester, fifth mm-hmm. grade, mm-hmm. and moving the DARE program in the spring semester up to the Copan students. And in the interim, he is going to participate at both schools and interact with the children.
Very good.
It's going to be, I'm excited. Mm-hmm. Main thing is that we educate these children and teach them to make good decisions in life. And I've said it before, I'll say it again, if everybody in the world made good decisions, we wouldn't need a jail.
Well, yeah, you're absolutely. Right there. You're absolutely right there. Other things that the sheriff's office has been involved in, you've got one coming up here pretty soon, the Cops and Rodders.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what does that do?
Well, the Cops and Rodders car show is kind of the brainchild of Rick Silver and mm-hmm. Steve Johnson. Mm-hmm. And they started that as a fundraising effort for the reserve unit so that mm-hmm. we could provide Thanksgiving meals to needy families throughout the county mm-hmm. and to provide Christmas gifts for needy children throughout the county. and it has been a very wonderful program. It has served hundreds of people.
Mm-hmm.
Rick and Steve's insight in that was just stellar, and they really did a good job. They did a really good job with the jail. They did a good job at the old jail before we moved in, and that's one of those things we want to continue because mm-hmm. we feel like it's a really good community action thing, a community interaction thing with the sheriff's office. We get to walk around and talk to all these people with these nice cars. Of course, who doesn't love old cars?
No, oh, yeah, I love them.
I wish I had one. I'm going to have one someday. But we do that, and, you know, we have concessions and things like that. So we get food and fellowship with the people in the community,
mm-hmm.
and it creates a really good bond, I think. And it has such a good result in November and December when it comes time to do the job of the Thanksgiving meals and the Christmas for the kids.
Do people see your deputies differently when they see you come around in times of their need with
they really do.
Thanksgiving, Christmas?
I think they see us this way. A lot of the times they just don't say it, but when you have a needy family that's pinching pennies just to make regular meals, say at Thanksgiving, and you have a reserve deputy show up, and they're bringing in an entire, and I say a food basket, it's a laundry basket. It is not just a little bag. It's a laundry basket full.
Holy cow.
And a couple of guys carrying the turkey on the side. So it's a substantial amount, and we've had people, they come out and hug us, they shake our hands, they're in tears, because they said, we've had people that said, if you hadn't done this, my kids wouldn't have had Thanksgiving dinner, my family wouldn't have had Thanksgiving dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Or at Christmas time, when Santa Claus is there at the sheriff's office and we present these toys,
mm-hmm.
or they're not just toys, they're all kinds of gifts, clothes, learning aids, bicycles, they're nice mm-hmm. gifts. And the parents, the grandparents are in tears because otherwise the children wouldn't have anything. So it just swells my heart. And to know that my deputies mm-hmm. are doing God's work.
Very good. Very good. Community policing, it's a little bit more than just a phrase, a little bit more than just a word.
It is.
We hear this in conversation a lot, especially on the national level. And mm-hmm. here at the local level, I think we've got a pretty good idea what it means.
I think we do. This entire community, the cities and towns in our community and mm-hmm. the county as a whole has always had a really good community policing mm-hmm. program. The law enforcement officers do it when they don't even realize they're doing it. They're out there. You go into a restaurant, you sit down mm-hmm. at a table next to some citizens, and you interact with them. You listen to their problems. Or say you pull up on a stranded motorist and you give them a hand with mm-hmm. that. We always do that. Hitchhikers, transients,
mm-hmm.
You know, generally people see someone hitchhiking or transient, they may fare away from it, but we check out everybody. And it's a twofold thing.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, if it's transient, might perhaps be someone we've been looking for, we want to check that out and take appropriate action. But most of the time, and I'm saying probably 99% of the time, my deputies will find somebody that's down on their luck, homeless, out of work, out of money, may not have eaten for days.
Mm.
My deputies will pick these people up and take them to the next destination that they need to go.
Mm-hmm.
My deputies have bought gas for people that are broke down. They have bought food for them at restaurants, or they've came back and brought food. Some people don't want to ride. Some people don't want to be messed with. We run into that. We've even had instances where we've stopped to help them with motorist assist, and they say, I don't want your help. And we'll just say, well, we'll stay here,
keep
the traffic off of you, make a phone call for you, get you some help. Do you need roadside assistance? Things of that mm-hmm. nature. And that's the way that works. These men and women that work for you out in the county on a day-to-day basis have got hearts of gold. They've got a job to do as well. So that's part of our job.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, you know, with your experience and everything else with the Bartlesville Police Department, now working as the sheriff, a little bit of a difference or pretty much the same line of thought going into the job?
Well, there are similarities and there are diversities.
Okay.
County government operates differently. Their budget is a little bit different.
Mm-hmm.
Money's money, but the way you appropriate it and spend it and account for it's a completely different thing. It's kind of like you got a working pen full of horses, and you just got several horses of different color. Mm-hmm. That's a good way to put it, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But the budget is, there are some things that are similar, other things that are quite different. And mm-hmm. then the sheriff's office does a lot of things that the police department can't do statutorily. We serve civil papers.
Mm-hmm.
We serve protective orders, things like that nature. Those all have to be served by a county deputy. They cannot be served by a city police. Now, a city police officer can serve a municipal or city warrant, or they can serve a county warrant,
mm-hmm.
because those papers usually say to any peace officer within the state of Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm.
Likewise, deputies in Highway Patrol could do the same. The other thing is like evictions, affidavits for eviction, mm-hmm. writs of assistance, what we call a forcible entry and detainers, where after all the process has gone through, we actually, if necessary, we actually have to go in and remove the people from the house. It's mm-hmm. it's an unfortunate thing to have to do. We haven't had a lot of trouble with that, but sometimes it does become an officer safety issue. But we serve the public. We serve the sector that does the housing, the real estate, the landlords, things of that nature.
Got a couple minutes left. What are your words that you'd like to say to the folks on this election day?
Well, first of all, you folks at Bartlesville Radio do an outstanding job for public community service. You guys got your own community policing, if you will. secondly, mm-hmm. don't forget that, you know, God founded this country hundreds of years ago now, and our founding fathers built the greatest country in the world. We live in the United States of America. We have countless veterans, past and present, who have served this country. Some have made the supreme sacrifice. My hat's off to the veterans. Without the home of the brave, we would not have the land of the free. We have one of the greatest countries in the whole world. We have one of the most prosperous countries in the whole world. And you have one of the rights that many countries don't have. Actually, many rights that many countries don't have. One of them being your freedom of religion and all the freedoms afforded to you in the Constitution. But you also have the right to vote. So I encourage everyone to vote their conscience in all the elections, not just today, but everyone forthcoming. And exercise your right to vote, because it is your right as an American citizen. And I'm proud to live in America and proud to serve the counties of the citizens of Washington County.
Now tonight you're going to be up in Dewey for the watch party, as you watch the computer click the numbers.
We're going to be up there watching the results and seeing how things go.
Munching French fries.
doing that up at the Heritage.
Yeah, there you go.
And I'd invite any of my friends or supporters that like to come out to mm-hmm. join us. And that's our way of kind of supporting small business, is having our watch party at a local business.
Mm-hmm.
And shop local, spend your money local. All your tax money comes right back to you and goods and services and such here in the government. So thank you for having me. It's been my pleasure. And looking forward to tonight.
All right. Thank you very much, Sheriff Owen. And you're listening to our Community Connection Extra right here on K1, the one you trust.
American Heritage Bank, now serving the Osage region of Bartlesville, Pawhuska, and Barnstall.
This is KWON Bartlesville and 93.3 FM K227 CQ Bartlesville.
Stay tuned. CBS News is next, followed by local news and the Brian Kilmeade Show. We're looking for sunshine today and a high of 90.